This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink. Recline and dine.
Richie, mix a stiff drink, will you?
We don't do no good with liquor, sir.
Rooster juice, that's what we need to have. Yeah. 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Do turkeys need roosters? Important topic for those of you who don't know what's going on the farm.
What?
Do turkeys need roosters? Chickens need roosters. Do turkeys need them, too?
They have a tom turkey,
oh,
right?
Richie!
And that was
Kenny,
his call?
Kenny, aren't you impressed? Ken Kessler, Rich
I'm
McFadden.
I'm very impressed.
Doug said he knows about tom turkey.
Tom turkey.
Tom turkey.
Gobble, gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble, gobble. Where'd it happen to the, we've got that gobble stuff. All right, so farm news here on the Doug Steffens Good Day program. Dr. Jack Stockwell.
Here's your hard-hitting news of the day, folks. This is just what you tuned in for already.
Yeah,
everybody,
well,
pay attention.
Everybody knows what happened in Ferguson. They all know what.
Ferguson is on fire.
I do have one.
What's going on the farm?
There's a hard news story coming up, Richie. Stand by for a hard news story.
Don't go away.
Or perhaps a hard-boiled egg, one or the other. I'm not sure. Jack Stockwell talking about eating well and the effects of text necking in the next half hour. Those of you who are
necking while you're texting.
Well, listen, you have to wait and see, Richie. I'm not going to give it all away. There's a problem with a rooster. I started to talk about this. I couldn't let this go without us actually really getting into the meat of it all. You get it?
You're funny, Doug Steffens.
You're very funny.
You're a funny man.
Richie is laughing. Oh, that's good. Kenny's got a good one there. Okay, anyway, this rooster has a problem. His crowing has given him away, in a manner of speaking. His owners in Cornelius, Oregon, have been dinged six times in the past, I guess, 5 or 6 months, because the rooster is violating a city ordinance. At a hearing scheduled for tomorrow, Dan and Megan Keller could be fined $3,000. Megan Kelly says that she thought that she was buying two females. How many times has that ruse been pulled on people that don't know anything about it? The city folks who can't tell a rooster from a chicken. Anyway, so she bought these two females, supposedly, for her granddaughters to show in a 4-H project. But there was a mix-up, supposedly. And then Mr. Rooster actually grew up. Ms. Keller said, though, that the birds had arrived during a tough patch in her life, and they brought her a lot of comfort. It doesn't make any difference now because she's making a lot of noise. And the city says, if you don't get rid of them, I'm going to have the city manager fine you $3,000. Hooey hooey. Okay, so that's the news from down on the farm, Richie, except there's one serious bit of news here. Last week, let me just finish this,
okay,
and then you jump in. There was the announcement the president was going to deal with undocumented immigrants. And one of the things that he said was that it would benefit the agriculture industry. Did you see that or read it? Would be good for farms.
Of course.
However,
workers, right?
Yeah. The farm groups, to each one of them, including the National Council of Agricultural Employers, the National Farmers Union, the National Farm Bureau, all of them and all of the other workforce groups that deal with agriculture say that this is not something that is good for agriculture, and for any number of, like, 70 different reasons that they list. What I find is that in my experience dealing as an agrarian with these various organizations, I've never seen them agree on anything. All of them agree on one thing before, ever. And so I went through a list of some of them. American Horticultural Society, Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association, National Council of Agricultural Employers, National Council of Farmer Cooperatives, National Milk Producers Association, USA Farmers, USA Apple Association, United Fresh Produce Association, Western Growers Association, Western United Dairymen, blah, 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 blah. And they all say the same thing. They issued a statement after the address saying that this way, as the president explained, it doesn't fix the farmers' problems with a labor shortage. And that was one of the excuses. The biggest problem, we lose millions of dollars in fruit and vegetable production every year because we can't find labor to harvest things. And do you know what the real problem is? That it hasn't been addressed, and I've said this before. I've had it the same. My little family dairy farm that I have, with now I'm down to really three core employees, where I had, I don't know, half a dozen a year or so ago. We've had to cut the operation down because I can't find anybody to work. I've got one fellow who is a Marine who's excellent, doesn't know anything about farming, but he's learning. I've got a fellow who is a neighbor who started volunteering on the farm, and now he's the manager of feeding and cleaning and that sort of thing, and he does a great job. And we have one milker and a part-time milker. That's it. That's all we have. And, Richard, you remember when we had all of these people all over the place? Can't find them? So in order to make it all work, I've sold almost 100 cows this year because we don't have anybody to take care of them. The big farmers, they're just hiring people left and right, whoever they can get, and very few. You can, and anybody who's a dairy farmer knows that I'm telling you is the truth. You can go into any farm situation pretty much across the country and be hard-pressed to find a person milking a cow that can speak English. If it's a family farm and the kids have all gone out on their own, they don't want to work on the farm anymore, guaranteed the people who are milking are not able to speak English. That's just the way it is. But the people that go working on these farms are still afraid of the government because they come in sort of willing. They go to the big farms. They go to the smaller farms because the smaller farms, frankly, don't pose the same problem. But the reason I brought this up is because the executive order is supposed to fix all of this, and the farm people across the board say, no, it'll do just the opposite. Do you find that was important for you to know?
You know, it's always interesting to hear what's going down on the farm and how you manage the farm. Because what happens, you are a microcosm of what family farmers are doing all around the country.
Yep, that's exactly
right. And many of us don't get to see or hear or know what is happening. So, I get to hear it a lot. So, it's, you know, for me. But, yeah. You know.
Thank you, Richie.
But in general.
Yeah. All right.
So while you were down on the farm
I was down on the farm for a minute, yes.
I had told you in recent months I was thinking about getting a chicken. I have a quarter acre lot in a community of houses.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? It'd be cool to have a chicken.
Oh, yeah.
And have, you know, get free eggs, natural eggs that you know where they
come
from.
One chicken
you know
is not going to help you out much there, Richie.
Well, so I get two. Okay.
I get two. Okay.
So I went to my Fairfax County, Virginia government website.
Oh, no. You went to the government to see if you could have one?
Well, whether I actually let them know about it.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And, of course, you need to get a permit to have a chicken if you have less than 2 acres in Fairfax County. How much do you think that permit costs? Take a wild guess.
How much the permit cost to keep the chickens?
For me to have a chicken on less than 2 acres in Fairfax County, Virginia, what is the fee that you have to pay the government? Keep going.
$250.
Keep going.
No.
Double it.
$500?
$435.
To keep one chicken?
To keep a chicken.
Man, I'll tell you. Doesn't show you what screwy.
Not done there.
Government is screwed up.
Let me see. If you are near a stream, which I am, a creek backs up to my house, I have to take soil samples to the laboratory and have them checked to make sure that there's no runoff.
Yeah. Good, Rich.
For larger quantities of composted waste, the material should be analyzed in a laboratory and applied according to the recommendations from the soil test analysis based on vegetation type to keep excess fertilizers out of runoff end streams.
Oh, my God. There's the EPA for you at work. Yep. Thank you, government.
So my chickens are going to be illegal aliens.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. Get them anyway.
I'm not going
to
let the government know about my chickens.
See, aren't you glad I brought
those
off?
Chickens out of the shed?
Come and catch me, coppers.
Aren't you glad that I brought this up? Do you feel better now?
I'm going to get chickens, man.
I'm glad you are.
With the government's permission.
I'll encourage you. I've got now.
And anybody out there listening right now, don't say anything.
I think we got about 40 chickens on the farm now. I never wanted chickens because they're stupid. But
I want the eggs.
Joe Dignan's wife is devoted to chickens. They have some on their farm, and he's now become, he was the fellow who was talking about, the manager of the operations here. So she was determined because people come into the store and they want eggs. Eggs.
Yeah.
What about fresh
people want
eggs?
Natural eggs.
And I will tell you something. We get a couple of dozen eggs out of these chickens a day this time of year. And they aren't in the store. Literally, they aren't in the store an hour.
That's what people want.
And they're gone. We buy dozens and dozens and dozens of eggs from other farmers around. People come in as soon as they find out they're local eggs. Gonzo!
Yeah.
We can't keep them in the store. Cannot keep eggs, fresh eggs, in the store. So, Richie, you might start something there. Maybe you could start a little business.
Well,
isn't there a cemetery in your backyard?
Well, we live on civil ground, civil war grounds, so okay. I'm sure there's some dead bodies back there somewhere.
Here's my suggestion. There's a little, it's kind of like a 12 by 12, 12 yard by 12 yard device that is a sort of a fence. And you can put the chickens in there and just move it around the lawn.
I know. I'm looking at one.
Yeah.
They're on the county website.
Yeah. That's what we do with them. We have them inside laying. We have also an outside area. And so we just move around in there. That's a perfect
way. It looks like a doghouse with like a fenced in
run. It's just not a roof on it. It's open. But that's your, there it is. There's the bridge.
I'm all over this.
A chicken baron.
All right. So everybody keep your mouths shut.
Chicken man. He's everywhere. He's everywhere.
That's right.
18 after on Good Day.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Spending's down and worries up for military families, but now there's help. I'm Risa Jill Miller. A recent survey from the National Foundation for Credit Counseling and Pioneer Services shows that 3 out of 4 service members have financial worries, which could impact holiday spending. Retired Chief Master Sergeant Alan Usry of Pioneer Services, a division of Mid-Country Bank, says now there's free online financial help.
As the holiday season gets started, there's a free online tool to help with holiday budgeting. HolidaySpendingPlanner.org. The free site helps users establish a budget, manage gift lists, and track spending throughout the season.
Chief Usry, who teaches and promotes financial literacy, adds,
"Know your limit before you start to shop, wait for a sale, use cash, and ask for a military discount."
And HolidaySpendingPlanner.org has more benefits, including a credit card cost calculator and top shopping sites. So log on to HolidaySpendingPlanner.org before you start shopping to help you budget better and worry less.
As we near the holiday season, many of us are tempted to indulge, but those extra calories from added sugar, some of our favorite sweets and savories, can quickly add up. A recent study from Texas Tech University showed participants gained more than 1.5 pounds during the holiday season. Fortunately, there are lighter options that we can swap for those higher-calorie foods to help prevent holiday weight. Health expert and shape editor-at-large Bahar Takhtashian has more.
Weight gain is something people in our country struggle with daily. Swapping full-sugar Splenda sweetener products is a step in the right direction towards reducing caloric intake and living a healthier lifestyle. To provide motivation, Splenda brand has launched the 365 Sweet Swaps Initiative, providing daily tips and recipes that can help you reduce calories from added sugar all year long. Whether you're cooking or baking, Splenda sweetener products can be used almost anywhere you would use sugar.
Get inspired or share your own fresh and unexpected ways to reduce calories from added sugar using Splenda sweetener products by visiting Splenda brand Sweet Swaps site at 365sweetswaps.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch. What more could you want in life? Grainger has over 1 million products for all our facility's needs. 1 million. That's a 1 followed by 6 zeros, kid. Everything we need whenever we need it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, Click Grainger.com or stop by. Grainger.
Hey everyone, my Ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com, guns and the number 80.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
Now through November 30th, get 3 months of GoFood storable food free when you buy a 1-year supply. Get 6 weeks free with your purchase of a 6-month supply and 3 weeks free with your purchase of a 3-month supply. GoFoods are storable for 25 years, non-GMO, kosher certified, and quick fix. Call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's www.storefoodnow.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Now more of Good Day Weekend.
What you want?
What you got?
R-E-S-P-C-T.
What you want?
Baby, I got it.
You don't have what I want.
Thank God.
Yeah. What I want in the other room. Thanks.
For a little respect.
That's all I need.
Just a little bit.
All right, so Aretha is requesting respect when it comes to an unauthorized biography, i.e., then it would not be called an autobiography because auto means you write it yourself, and she wants nothing to do with this. Why is that, Kenny?
She wrote a memoir with this guy about 15 years ago, and she says that she needed to change some of the things that he wrote, and he got really mad. And he's been looking for a reason to get even, so that this is just a big trash-filled book full of lies. I think that's a quote.
It's some of the juicier lies were that she was just a crazy sex addict back in the day. Uh-huh.
And hard to believe that would happen with any rock and rollers.
I don't know who or where, or what, but apparently...
Bill Cosby around?
Got around. Yeah. That's a good question. You know,
Aretha.
Got lungs.
All right. Well, listen, after that, I think we'll move on. Thank you very much. It's 25 after the hour. Doug Staff in the Good Day program. Here's John listening in York, Pennsylvania. Hello, John. Welcome to Good Day.
Oh, good morning. I'm waiting for tomorrow's snow, but other than that...
Why are you waiting for tomorrow? You're wasting your life. Enjoy the day today.
I do enjoy
it. Find things to do.
Because the media
good.
Tells them it's so.
I know, right, exactly.
Well, I was listening to my wife ranting this morning. You were talking about laws and costs and everything.
Was she ranting about something that I said?
Oh, no. She listens to your show and doesn't rant.
Well, but she could rant because that's something worthwhile to rant about, frankly.
Well, some of the things, yes.
Yeah.
She was ranting about how government costs are increasing things like volunteers that want to volunteer for the Girl Scouts.
How so?
Now if you want to have a volunteer sit in at the cookie sale, they have to go through a background check, and they have to pay for that, and the volunteers are balking at it now. So, again, you have more people that aren't going to do things because of regulations and costs. And, you know, it seems to never end. It doesn't,
because you have a legislative process that encourages people to pass new laws because that's their job, recodify old laws. Who's fixing the problems? I said this the other day, wondering out loud in frank terms, why it was that Mr. Obama felt it was so important for him to yet stir up another pot, create something that wasn't going to get done and isn't going to help, and instead of fixing all of the other problems that he and others have created. Why don't you work on fixing some of the mess instead of creating more of a mess?
Well, I'm going to run for office, and my platform is going to be I am not going to have any new laws, but I'm going to sit around and quash all the old laws.
Okay. You know what? I've got a slogan for you.
Yes.
Hope and change. You want to use that?
No, I would never touch that.
Oh, you don't want to use that. Okay.
No, somebody else that I don't care for used that.
All right. John, tell your wife she knows what she's talking about.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Can you imagine this is how it all rolls uphill or downhill or however, the trickle-down. Remember, everybody loved talking about Ronald Reagan, the trickle-down economic theories. Mm-hmm. This is trickle-down economics. More regulations. Again, if you didn't hear the story earlier, what I believe to be the most important story of the day, the week, maybe the month, maybe the year, all these regulations that will quietly be announced or printed and posted, not discussed over the weekend because it's Thanksgiving weekend. That's how cynical these people are. And Richie did some research knocking around to see how much it would cost, $50 billion. Most all of the changes, there are 189 different, 189 different regulations that will cost over $100 million a piece to enact. And it's $50 billion a year to make sure these things get done. And 225,000 people will lose their jobs because of this foolishness. That is not necessary. It just is a tribute to it.
Everybody wants a cleaner environment and do the right things. But when you only get a 1.8% difference making it better, it's just not worth the cost.
All right.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guy's fall chili special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the fall chili special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Welcome to Good Day Weekend. It's the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Rich McFadden, the controls in our studio in Washington. Kenny Kessler is here monitoring a lot of the same sort of yackety yak from the Ferguson circumstance. Nothing else there, Kenny, except Ferguson, right?
That's pretty much it. Ferguson.
All right. Anything that you want to put forth that will make a difference to the ears and the minds of the people listening to the program? Or is it pretty much the same yamma yamma?
Well, it's a lot of the same stuff. People are either very upset about it or very glad and don't want to talk about it anymore.
Okay, let's move on then. Thank you. Now, Dr. Jack Stockwell is going to help you eat well. What do you eat that builds up your immune system so you can have a healthy holiday season? Plus what, because he's an expert on your neck, what is text necking? And how do you treat that problem? You have heard all of us talk about the space, I don't want to call it a spaceship, but the, what would you call it, the space, what is this thing that went went 10 years out there, crossed millions of miles?
Space station?
No, it went to the comet. It's a space
probe.
It's a probe. Thank you, Kenny. Space probe that is returning lots and lots of data. And then, sadly, after 3 or 4 days, it faded away. Not that that diminished the, I don't think, anyway, in
not
my mind,
it
diminished
that's
the
amazing
accomplishment of this amazing thing that flew for 10 years over tens of millions, hundreds of millions of miles. And it landed, got close enough so they could put
on a rock.
Command on Earth, sending a command to the ship to basically hook onto this rock that's traveling at who knows what speed. Was it 40,000 miles an hour or something? That was some ridiculous thing. And the thing landed. And then, because it was underneath a part of the comet that wasn't exposed to sunlight, and this thing is operating on a solar panel to keep the batteries charged up, it went dead. However, apparently, the situation after it fell silent was revisited somewhat. Scientists from the European Space Agency, which had led the consortium, and NASA got involved in this to a certain extent, to find out what comets are made of. Apparently, there's a good chance that this the spacecraft called Philae, P-H-I-L-A-E, Philae, is going to be able to be revived. The malfunction that caused the probe to bounce in the gravity may turn out to be a blessing. One of the people involved in this thing said it's good luck because the thing is stuck against a wall, but when you look at the original location of where they were supposed to land, it's a flat area. They would never have seen the images and the structures of the comet wall unless they had landed it where it was landed. So this was a happy accident. It is bad luck that it bounced a bit. Good luck that all the instruments were on. So I guess what the benefit of this is they have many more pictures in order to study what the stone substance is to figure out where these things come from, what they're made of. Isn't that amazing?
Mm.
Figuring out what this space rock is made of. I'm going to bet they're going to find, don't you think, I mean, given what we know at this point, I saw something on the National Geographic the other day. It was one of the, we were in the hotel and we were watching some stuff in Chicago. I think it was National Geographic had a show on that focused on the things that have landed on our planet over the years, the comets and other space debris. And what they found as they unearthed them is that there are pieces of life attached to them. So who knows where they're coming from? I mean, can you imagine if we have basic infinity here? The universe goes on forever. And all of the planets, the millions of planets that we, billions of planets, multi-billions of planets out there. So this is
the other interesting
fascinating stuff.
Is that they said had it landed where it was supposed to land, they fear now that the electronics in it would have been burned up by the sunlight.
Yeah, sun would have been too bright.
And so now they actually got lucky, and that if it gets enough sun on the solar panel, that it can reboot.
Yeah. That's
and start they, recharging. They do see,
a command from
it needs, it gets 2 minutes of boot time or running time for every 30 minutes of solar time.
Yeah. So here's another story that'll blow your mind. There's a probe on its way to Pluto called New Horizons. This probe was launched in 2006, and it will land in June of next year on the planet. It's now, there are pictures that you can see of it as it passes Jupiter, which is where it is. If you go to the NASA website, you can see pictures of Jupiter taken from this thing. It's going to land on Pluto next year. And we sent it out. Men figured out how to do this.
Here's the most amazing thing about this. That it goes that far. I mean, how many millions and millions of miles is it between here and Pluto?
Yeah.
And it doesn't get slammed
by something
else flying around in there.
Coming in its orbit or not its
rocks,
orbit.
Rocks, space junk,
yeah.
Other planets.
Yeah.
Uranus. Anything could hit it.
Keep that to yourself. So anyway, I just thought it was kind of, there's so much of this dastardly stuff floating around today. This news cycle that we're in is pretty much a downer. I think it's time that we look at some of these things that we are accomplishing that are good and healthy and positive.
There was 50 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's check television news here. Senator Jay Rockefeller, chairman of the Senate Commerce Committee, expressing concern that Viacom, which owns CBS, is blocking cable operator Suddenlink. Their customers are not getting streams for TV shows from Viacom websites. This is the same old stuff that's going on. This is, again, back to the Telecommunication Act of 1996 and how it screwed everything up. Everything in electronic, whether it's your telephone, TV, radio station ownership, all screwed up by this. George Eads is leaving CSI, Crime Scene Investigation, had enough. He's been with the show for 15 seasons. So those of you who know who George Eads is, I guess he's the third lead. Out!
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV 3 times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Scholarships play an important role in meeting the cost of college. And with November deemed National College Scholarship Month, now is the time for students and families to take advantage and apply for scholarships as deadlines quickly approach. Richard Castellano with Sallie Mae explains.
Free resources like Scholarship Search by Sallie Mae take some of the legwork out of the search and ultimately help reduce college costs. Our scholarship search has over 3 million scholarships worth more than $18 billion. Students simply create a profile, and our program matches them the scholarships that fit that profile.
Any other good tips?
Well, there are scholarships open to students as early as grade school, and over half are actually available for students already enrolled in college. Missing an application deadline will certainly eliminate a student from consideration, so staying organized is critical. Students should also reach out to the organization to make sure their application was received.
To learn more about Scholarship Search by Sallie Mae, visit SallieMae.com/scholarships. I'm Bob Tebow for the Consumer Radio Network.
According to the new Heartland Monitor poll results by Allstate National Journal, the majority of Americans are very satisfied with their jobs and careers. A large number, however, would like to achieve more work-life balance. Harriet Hardy, Senior Vice President of Human Resources with Allstate, has more.
In this world of connectivity, employees are really not feeling that they're ever off the clock. So what they're looking for are things like paid time off, volunteerism, wellness initiatives, and ways where they can really be in touch with their community.
American workers generally think very highly of their employer. According to the poll, 82% think their employer makes a positive impact on their community.
In addition, employees are looking for that connection to an organization's shared purpose and vision. And more companies are not only declaring what the vision statements are, but employees are feeling much more of a connection in a prominent way.
For more information, visit allstatenewsroom.com.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
15 before the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Richie and Kenny and I have Dr. Jack Stockwell with us, one of the country's foremost NUCA chiropractors, and only a couple of dozen of them anyway. And they really do some strange and wonderful things with people's necks in the name of chiropractic. One of the things that Jack and his wife, who have practiced in Salt Lake City, have come to be recognized for is their ability to explain to people who are coming to them how important it is for your immune system to work, for your gut to work. Not necessarily anything to do directly with chiropractic adjustment in your neck, but yet something that you really need to be, I think, careful about. And that's what Jack tries to preach. Not only do we have this service to help straighten out your spine and your neck and that sort of thing, which is very debilitating if it's not working right, take it from one who knows, but the other things that are in your body that also are debilitating have to do with having an unhealthy gut. So what for Thanksgiving would be your recommendation? Maybe I should just ask you what you're having for Thanksgiving dinner, and if that is the kind of thing that will help people build up their immune system. We all know that colds and flu start at this time of year, and if you have a good, strong immune system, you'll ward them off. So is there food that we can eat rather than taking supplements that will boost our immune system?
Well, there's a reason why, there's a reason why about 80 to 85% of our immune system is located in the gut. Because of what we, you know, our liver will throw itself on a grenade every day for us to try to purify our blood. Mm-hmm. But the major things to keep in mind, number one, is don't overeat. Overeating will always bog down the immune system. And you'll find within about 7 to 10 days after Thanksgiving meal's over with, there's going to be a rash of flu epidemics all across the country. It's not because we suddenly picked up a flu virus, because we already have it. Yeah. It will be the suppressed immune response because we overate, we ate the wrong fats, we ate processed carbohydrates, we did everything to slow down the normal absorptive processes inside the gut, so this stuff bogs down, it ferments, it creates food for a virus that overcomes the nervous system, the immune system. And then we end up with a post-holiday sickness. You'll see it 7 to 10 days after Thanksgiving. You're going to see it 7 to 10 days after the big Christmas meals. So I'm going to be eating turkey.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be eating gravy that is made from the fat of the bird. One of the healthiest things you can possibly eat.
Really?
Not something out of a box. And so if you're going to fry, you want coconut oil, peanut oil, tallow, lard, butter, no vegetable oils. That always bogs down the system.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I'll have a bottle of Zypan with me all the time, which is a very strong digestive enzyme that after everything I eat, it will make sure that anything living that got into my gut that shouldn't be there will be destroyed because of the acidity. And it will help to break down the protein and fat structures that will be a part of my meal.
Hey.
And as far as dessert is concerned, just really light. Just go really easy with the sugar as best you can. And the more you do that, the more your friends are going to have flu in a week or 2 weeks, and you won't.
While you're there on the absorbing sugar or processing sugar that you eat, or carbs in general, I heard that if you take a little bit of vinegar, that it helps your body process the sugar.
Apple cider vinegar.
As opposed to storing it as fat.
Yes, because it increases the acidity of the stomach. And you don't get these particular foods that are getting through the gut in, or through the stomach into the gut that are in an undigested form. That becomes a nest bed for virus and bacteria that's already
in there. We got into the habit of taking a teaspoon or a capful of apple cider vinegar just once a week, just because I heard your body's pH levels.
Yep,
very good for you.
Absolutely. There's no issue about it.
So should you do this around carb-heavy meals as well?
Well, the carbs really are broken down by the amylase. It's a different enzyme that begins in the mouth. Most of your saliva is amylase. Most carbohydrate digestion starts in the mouth. So what's really important is that you're trying to stay away from processed carbohydrates that do not have the normal constituency in it that carbohydrates from a tree or carbohydrates from a bush would have, that are much more complex, that take the body a longer time to break it down. The simple carbohydrates, the sugar goes right into the system. It'll be absorbed sublingually under the tongue into the bloodstream. You'll get an insulin high, and that will really seriously threaten the digestive processes of the rest of the things that you eat.
All right.
Wow.
Quick reference to text necking.
Ah!
An epidemic. You know,
what was it? Was it 20, 30 years ago when the big ergonomic craze went through the country and
yes.
we had to have ergonomic chairs and
yep.
desks
yep.
and we want to look straight at the computer and we want the keyboard straight in front of us, and we threw that all out the window with all of these digital pieces of equipment. I have so many teenage kids I'm taking care of now that used to be because of soccer headers. You know, they would hit the ball with
right.
their head and get headaches.
Yep.
Now they're getting it from iPads, iPhones, because their heads are perpetually in flexion, tipped forward towards their tummies.
Danger, danger for your children. You'll wreck your, allow your children or any of you that are using these texting devices too much, wreck your spine. Beware. Dr. Jack Stockwell here.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Now more of Good Day Weekend. Now 53 after the hour, the familiar theme from The Pet Show, which stars Warren Eckstein. He is one of the most cogent observers of animals, helping to train and to have us love our animals and appreciate them even more. So we're going to talk about a number of things as time allows here, including make sure you don't feed your... This is so silly, but yet it applies. Don't feed your dog any scraps if they contain turkey bones. We'll get to that in a moment here on Good Day.
Poor productivity in the workplace can have negative consequences, including an impact on your company's bottom line and longer workdays. A recent survey conducted by Fellows Brands found office workers estimated that they could save more than 2 hours each day if they could work without disruption. Laura Stack, the productivity pro, shares more.
When it comes to disruptions affecting workplace productivity, survey respondents pinpointed everything from chatty coworkers to problems with office equipment. Get time back into your day by establishing ground rules in meetings, avoiding social media during work hours, and using the latest smart technologies that do the thinking for you, like Fellows Shredders. Their new line of AutoMax shredders offers automatic shredding so you can walk away and focus on other priorities.
For more information, visit fellows.com. That's F-E-L-L-O-W-E-S.com.
Let me see your hands, kid. Disgusting. Order some of the new Brawny Industrial brand Flax wipers from Grainger. They're highly absorbent, made from sustainable bio-based material, and safer than laundered wipes because they carry fewer contaminants. Perfect for cleaning up after a dirty job like whatever it was you were doing. You're going to be living with those hands for a long time, kid. Keep them clean and your facility spotless with new Brawny Industrial brand Flex wipers. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, first let's start with this autism documentary that's airing called Boy Blue, which is about a boy that has autism and his dog, Blue. The kid's name is Liam Peterson, put together by a lady who produces a lot of documentaries, and you can get more information by going to boybluefilm.org. What is the special need? We know that the human special need is to deal with the autism. What's the special need in the dog that we find and can train so that they can do this work?
You know, it's interesting, Doug. Over the years, I've had the opportunity of working with dogs with autism and other types of mental disorders. And the bottom line is very often the children are not able to or not wanting to or not comfortable responding to other people. So very often having a dog or a cat involved with them, they feel comfortable and it gives them the opportunity, the therapist the opportunity to use the dog as a catalyst to establish a relationship with the child. It's amazing in terms of what's going on. And recently I'm working with a little black lab that I took from a shelter with a child with autism in Los Angeles, and it's amazing in a short period of time just to watch this child start coming out of its shell and being more active and more outgoing based on the fact that people are reacting to his dog.
All right, cool. Food and dogs. You have written about the pet problem of choking of a dog. I've had that with Charlotte, but she usually chokes it up herself. If a pet chokes, is there a Heimlich maneuver for dogs and cats?
There is. Let me just correct Charlotte for a second. The bottom line is if you have a dog that eats that rapidly, you should be feeding the dog out of different bowls, the same amount of food out of two bowls separated in different parts of the room or different parts of the house, so they have to take a breath between bites. That's number one.
How would I do that if she's blind? I would have to lead her back and forth.
Well, what you can do is you could just move a bowl maybe a few feet away if you know it's there. In terms
of, put it outside in the driveway, dog.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I forgot what I was saying. Now, what was the question again?
I was talking about Charlotte eating. Oh. Well, no, I was actually looking more to help with those who might have a pet that's choking. What do we do?
Okay, yeah, the Heimlich maneuver is really important. If you have a small dog, what you want to do is lay it on a hard surface on its side, put your hands just behind its last rib. If there's a second person there, have them open the dog's mouth to retrieve any foreign object and just start pressuring a little bit at a time. And even though the dog starts breathing again, get right to a vet. Now, if you have a bigger dog, like a Shepherd or a Doberman, you straddle the dog. Again, go to that last rib, lift up and forward, lift up and forward. It's amazing. I did a segment many years ago on the Today Show, and within a week, I got 14 different letters saying, you know, we didn't know that. Our dogs were choking, and the Heimlich maneuver saved their life.
Yeah, good. All right, that's good to know. Now, what about dogs? Back to Charlotte for a second. Man, she's spraying water all over the place as she drinks. It's just goes everywhere.
Well, we're going to talk about some future, but the difference is cats don't penetrate the water when they drink. Dogs do. Let me just leave you with that as a tease, and we'll talk about that next week.
What are you talking about?
Cats don't penetrate the water.
Cats are better than dogs?
I'm not saying they're better. I'm just saying they're neater. They're neater.
Right. 59 after the hour, Warren Eckstein's Pet Show. Check out petshow.com. Good Day Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia. Segments produced at Radio America by Rich McFadden and Michael Fortier. Good Day Weekend is written by Ken Kessler, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and for over a decade, I've helped people maintain optimal health. I'd like to tell you about my choice of a powerful anti-aging antioxidant formula that also helps reduce damage caused by radiation. Z-Radical contains bucoidin, and there are over 700 studies showing how powerful it is. Z-Radical is a totally organic pure extract, and it is available by calling 855-315-8326. Again, it's 855-315-8326, or visit my website, drhurley.net. Iodine is necessary, but Z-Radical is so much more. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or Ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.